Benny and Babe by Owen Colfer. Read by Tom Farley. Duncade was the best place in the world, a small fishing village nestled in the cliffs of southern Wexford. The cove was dominated by Duggan's Tower, a lighthouse named for the Welsh priest who'd hammered Christianity into the locals. Tourism was not encouraged, and the privileged group of annual visitors was sworn to secrecy. Benny was one of the lucky few. Because his granddad was the lighthouse keeper, his family were accepted as legitimate guests by the clannish villagers. The Duncade boys had put together a couple of hurling teams, not full-size, just 8-on-8. They came up looking for Benny, seeing as he spent every daylight hour bashing a ball against the gable end. "Okie dokie," said Benny with a big innocent look on his face. After all, how good could these farmer boyos be? Probably spent most of their time running drills with cows and sheep. "Don't worry, Ma, I'll go easy on them," he roared up the spiral staircase. His mother muttered, immersed in the day's artistic endeavour. Jessica Shaw was a drama teacher with a passion for her subject. Her current obsession was poetry. She spent hours in the lightroom thinking of fancy words for sea and clouds. "I mean poetry, for God's sake," fumed Benny. "What was the point of it? If you want to look at the sea, go over to the window and have a look. If you want to describe it, buy a camera. All this sorrowful waves bit was for people who were useless at hurling and therefore had meaningless lives. Like, for instance, his little brother George, also known as the Crawler, sitting out on the rocks, communing with nature. His latest act was poetic sentences. Whatever the little eejit said had to rhyme. "George, come in for your tea. I can't wait for my plate." Enough to drive a person mental. At least you could be certain there'd be no sign of the little pest at a hurling match.